The news was published on Saturday, September 28th, 2024. I am Lucy. Hey there, folks. Let me tell you, we've got some pretty wild stuff going on in the world of tech and politics right now. You know that guy Mark Cuban? Yeah, the billionaire investor with the big personality. Well, he's been making some serious waves lately, and it's all about AI. Now, I know what you're thinking. Lucy, come on, not another AI story. But trust me, this one's a doozy. So, Cuban's been running his mouth about how the U.S. absolutely has to win this AI race we're in. And when I say has to, I mean he thinks it's life or death for our country. No pressure, right? He's not just talking about beating other countries to the latest gadget or app. Nope, he's talking about our entire place in the world order. Cuban's got this idea that whoever wins at AI is basically going to rule the world. He's saying our military dominance, our global standing, it all hinges on AI. It's like he thinks we're in some kind of high-stakes tech Olympics, and if we don't get the gold in AI, we might as well pack up and go home. Now, you might be thinking, well, aren't we already investing in AI? And yeah, we are. Private companies are throwing money at it, and even the Defense Department is getting in on the action. But according to Cuban, it's not nearly enough. He's like a coach screaming from the sidelines that we need to step up our game, and fast. But here's where it gets really interesting. Our girl Kamala Harris, you know, the vice president, she's on board with this too. She's been out there talking about pumping more cash into key industries like semiconductors and clean energy. And Cuban? He's all over it. He's praising her speeches and backing her campaign. It's like they're tag-teaming this whole invest in the future thing. Let's take a trip down memory lane, shall we? This whole AI race thing reminds me of another time when the world was on edge, watching two superpowers duke it out for technological supremacy. I'm talking about the space race, folks. Picture this. It's the 1950s. Rock and roll is taking over the airwaves, and suddenly, bam, the Soviet Union launches Sputnik, the first artificial satellite, in 1957. Talk about a wake-up call for America. Now, this wasn't just about bragging rights. Oh no, it was way bigger than that. The space race was all about proving who had the technological chops to dominate not just space, but potentially the entire globe. Sound familiar? It's like deja vu with this AI race, I'm telling you. So, what did we do? We rolled up our sleeves and got to work. President Kennedy, bless his heart, he didn't mess around. In 1961, he stood up and said, "Hey, America, we're going to the moon before the decade is out." And you know what? We did it. July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong takes that one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. It wasn't just about putting boots on the moon, though. The space race gave us so much more. Satellite technology, advances in computer science, even those nifty nonstick pans you use for your morning eggs. But here's the kicker. While we were busy racing to the stars, we were also beefing up our military might. Those rockets? They weren't just for sending astronauts to space. They were proof that we could launch missiles across continents if we needed to. It was a show of force, a flexing of our technological muscles. Now, I'm not saying the AI race is exactly the same, but can you see the parallels? It's not just about having the coolest gadgets or the smartest chatbots. It's about staying ahead in a world where technology is power. And just like the space race, the winner of the AI race might just end up writing the rules for the next era of human history. But let's not stop there. If we're talking about high-stakes technological competitions, we've got to mention the nuclear arms race. Now, this was a doozy. Picture two kids on a playground, each trying to build a bigger, badder sandcastle than the other. Except instead of sand, they're using nuclear warheads. Yeah, it was that intense. It all kicked off right after World War II. The U.S. had just dropped the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and suddenly, everyone realized that this was the new big stick in global politics. The Soviets weren't about to be left behind, so they started their own nuclear program. And just like that, we were off to the races. By the 1950s and 60s, both sides were stockpiling nukes like there was no tomorrow, which, ironically, was exactly what everyone was worried about. We had enough firepower to blow up the world several times over. It was a classic case of, anything you can do, I can do better, except with weapons that could wipe out entire cities. But here's the thing, this wasn't just about who had the most bombs, it was about who had the best delivery systems, the most accurate missiles, the most sophisticated early warning systems. Sound familiar? It's like the AI race all over again. It's not just about who has the most powerful AI, but who can apply it most effectively, especially in military contexts. The nuclear arms race gave us things like intercontinental ballistic missiles, nuclear submarines, and even led to advances in fields like physics and material science. But it also gave us decades of fear, close calls, and a whole lot of sleepless nights for world leaders. All right, folks, let's talk about what's really at stake here with this AI race. It's not just about fancy robots or cool tech gadgets. We're talking about the future of America's place in the world. Now, if we manage to come out on top in AI development, we're looking at maintaining our position as the big dog on the global stage. I'm talking military might, economic powerhouse, the whole shebang. We could be ushering in a new golden age of American innovation and leadership. Imagine a world where our AI systems are light years ahead of everyone else's. We'd have an unbeatable edge in everything from cybersecurity to economic forecasting. Our military would be operating on a whole different level. Think autonomous defense systems that can predict and neutralize threats before they even materialize. It's not just about having the biggest guns anymore. It's about having the smartest ones. But it's not all about flexing our muscles. Winning the AI race could mean solving some of humanity's biggest challenges. We could be looking at AI-driven breakthroughs in healthcare that cure diseases we thought were untouchable. Climate change? AI could help us develop sustainable technologies at a pace we've never seen before. The possibilities are mind-boggling. On the flip side, if we drop the ball on this one, we're in for a world of hurt. Falling behind in AI development isn't just a minor setback. It's a potential catastrophe for our national security and global influence. We're talking about a seismic shift in the world order, and not in our favor. Picture this. Our adversaries develop AI capabilities that outstrip ours. Suddenly, our military advantage evaporates. Our economic forecasting becomes outdated. Our cybersecurity measures look like child's play compared to AI-powered hacking tools. We'd be playing catch-up in a game where second place might as well be last. And it's not just about defense. Falling behind in AI could mean watching other countries zoom past us in technological innovation, medical breakthroughs, and economic growth. We could find ourselves increasingly irrelevant on the global stage, our influence waning as other nations call the shots. But let's not get too doom and gloom here. The future isn't written yet, and we've got some of the brightest minds in the world working on this. What we need now is a full court press on AI investment and development. We're talking about pouring resources into research, education, and infrastructure to support AI growth. Imagine the ripple effects of a massive investment in AI. We're not just talking about better algorithms, we're talking about revolutionary advancements across the board. In healthcare, AI could be analyzing medical data at unprecedented speeds, leading to personalized treatments and early disease detection that saves countless lives. In finance, AI systems could predict market trends with incredible accuracy, potentially stabilizing our economy and preventing financial crises. And let's not forget about the environment. AI could be the key to cracking the code on renewable energy, helping us design ultra-efficient solar panels or optimizing wind farm layouts. It could help us model climate change with pinpoint accuracy, allowing us to take targeted action to mitigate its effects. The potential is truly staggering. We're standing on the brink of a new frontier, and the choices we make now will echo through generations. This isn't just about maintaining our superpower status, it's about shaping the future of humanity itself. So let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. The AI race is on, and we've got no choice but to win it. This is Lucy, bringing you the latest from Listen 2. Stay tuned, stay informed, and remember, the future is what we make it.